And this is the key to that. You know that that is the kalodra career in developing what is the testament that you know then for Yeshua Melech. Yeshua Melech was going to be. Banner Rashi will be working the next door. That was an old side, but that's a pretty old one. Are you telling you, Yo, Yeshua, you should know? What's the next kina? The next kina is kina number 11. Eichar, Eli, Tanu, Meilo. And this is the key to that. You know but that is the kalodra career in developing what is the hesped that you know stands for Yeshua Melech. Yeshua Melech was one of the times when the Melech and the Kohenim worked together in tandem with each other. That the Melech was only, Yeshua was only 8 years old when he came to the seat of Melucha. Right? He had to be educated. The Kohenim were educated, Yeshua Melech. Why was Yeshua Melech so successful? Because he allowed Kohenim to educate him. He was the one who asked the Kohenim to fix up the base of Mikdash. So you have the Kohen and the Navi working well together. And then Kohen HaKohen finds the Sefer Torah. He doesn't hide it from the king. He brings it to the king. He finds the Sefer Torah, open up the Tehillah, and he explains to Yeshio what the Tehillah means. Yeshio learns from the Kohenim. So you have this, the opposite of Shol and Ol. Yeshio and the Kohenim. Yeshio asks the Kohenim to clean the Mikdash. They clean the Mikdash, they get rid of any of it that's over there, they find they fix it up, and the Kabayim. The Mikdash was in disrepair. So the Kohenim is supporting, the king is supporting the Kohenim, the Kohenim is supporting the king. That's how it's supposed to be. That's what, when Yeshio makes the kingdom for Yeshua Melech, so, and we know that was one of the great disappointments of Klal Yisrael, one of the moments of great frustration. He said that and the Kina tells the story. The first paragraph of what he said, 8 years old, he began to seek the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And the second paragraph, that amongst all the kings of Israel, Asher Komu Lidor, there hasn't been one from the time of Aviv, Moshe Rabbeinu, the father of all Gidor, of all laws. And Yeshua Melech was the next in line. He was the next one to make it Dorim, to fix things up, to refresh Klal Yisrael's allegiance to Halacha, as he napped more than Hizkiah. Hizkiah Melech was before Yeshua. Hizkiah Melech said that during Hizkiah's time, the learning of Torah was supreme. Yeshua was even more than that. He was the Kom Komo Vimoyz HaVigdor. But, as we know, even though that Yeshua Melech, Darvim HaMudizorah, Ad Kedei Kach, that he